Thank you very much. That was a slight deviation away from Christmas there, just to give you two beautiful arrangements. The first one, of course, from the Maritime, and has been taken on by the Armed Forces as their anthem, Eternal Father, Strong to Save. And the second song there, It Is Well With My Soul. You'll see from a program notes, really tragic circumstances. A gentleman lost four daughters in a sea accident, and when he was sailing over to be with his wife, it was brought to his attention that we're at the spot in the ocean where the ship sank, and he wrote those words. So there's hope. Of course, hope's a huge part of Christmas as well, so in a way it is connected. And that was a beautiful It Is Well With My Soul. We're now going to invite our guests, Octave, and I must apologise to Octave. I've been so pernickety with the choir to make sure you're ready and everything's in time. I forgot to say to Octave we'd started. So, sorry, folks. Sorry, but I'm glad you did eventually come in. Thank you. You could have got home a lot earlier. So I'm going to invite Octave up, and the first song I'm going to do is What a Wonderful World. Now, this is, of course, recorded by Louis Armstrong. I went back in the early 60s as well, one of his last songs that he recorded. And this is another song of the perfect world as well. Beautiful lyrics, and I'm sure you all know them. This is a slightly different arrangement. You'll hear the well-known tune, but you'll hear other bits creeping in as well. But please sit back and enjoy as we welcome back Octave.
Trees of green, red roses too, I see them bloom for you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Grow, they'll learn much more than I.
Thank you very much, Octave. Wonderful world, beautiful song, and I hope you enjoyed that arrangement. Another good thing about Christmas, well, good if you're in the commercial business, of course, is it's the perfect time to advertise. And by advertising, of course, we're all well aware the end of October, Christmas adverts start, and the children want whatever the latest toys are as well. And the old saying, it pays to advertise, can't come any more truer than the fact that as a choir, our expenses rise every year with cost of rehearsal venues and all the expenses that go along with running a choir. And so we're very fortunate that we get a good audience to come along to buy tickets to support us so that we're able then to carry on through the years. But we've also very fortunate to have sponsors. And one of our sponsors, you'll know this shop, McLaren's Piano Shop in Glasgow. And I'm sure you've driven along the Broomalaw and you'll see McLaren's shop. And for years, they used to have that beautiful Yamaha white grand piano right in the front window. And I remember as a young boy looking at it thinking, I really want that piano. I never got the white grand piano. I did actually get a grand piano, but I didn't get it from McLaren's. But that's besides the point. However, we're very indebted to that McLaren's sponsor us. And to show our appreciation, we're going to do an advert for McLaren's. This is very short as well. Have a listen. Figures away, every time we sing that, a donation comes our way. So what else do we know about Christmas on television? Repeats. There'll be two invoices we send to them, so excellent. It's your turn now, ladies and gents. Christmas, as we're talking about, we all love carols. Now, we started off with two very quiet carols in the first half. We're now going to build it up. We've now got Hark the Herald Angels Sing and O Come All Ye Faithful. Now, I'm looking about and I can see some well-known singers in the audience. So I'm listening for the descants, ladies. Descants, yeah? Enjoy. And the words should come up on the screen.
Oh,
Thank you very much. What wonderful voices I can hear out here tonight. And that was beautiful, the death chants. the death scants. I really should give that joke up. I've used it every year. I really should. We're now going to bring you some descriptive songs. And by descriptive songs, these are songs that are best enjoyed with your eyes closed and listening to the words and picturing. Now, Silver Bells and Bring a Little Jingle. For me, as a child, I was born and bred in Lanarkshire in Bells Hill. Now, when we did shopping, you either shopped in Bells Hill or you went to Motherwell, you see. And if you were very fortunate, you're allowed once a month into Hamilton. As a child, I can't remember coming into Glasgow other than if I had a piano exam or if I was visiting an aunt. That was the only time I can remember going to Glasgow. But I do remember at Christmas as a child getting taken into the department stores in Glasgow, and this was like Santa's grotto. It really was. And that excitement is what I hear in the words. And you just picture, you know yourself, when you're shopping in Buchanan Street or Argyle Street, it's snowing, it's freezing cold, you go into the department stores, they're roasting hot, and oh my goodness. Happy memories, though, indeed, and what I would do to be back at that age doing that again. So please listen to, we're going to give you Silver Bells and Bring a Little Jingle. Now, Bring a Little Jingle was a new song to myself, but the choir sang it so well, I really wanted to include it. It's very wordy. Now, I've got a tendency, as musicians that I've worked with, maybe I like to push the tempo a little bit, and I've been given a row by pushing this tempo because it's very, very wordy, and the last thing we want is teeth flying everywhere and whatnot as well. So we really need to. Now, thankfully, we've got a wonderful accompanist in Sylvia, and Sylvia keeps me right in this. She raises her right eyebrow, and that means, are you sure? Do you see? So we need to watch the tempo, but sit back and enjoy and listen to these words and see if it can take you back to Christmas shopping from yesteryear.
Soon it will be Christmas Day. the Yuletide season, there's a joy so pleasing. There's a jolly jingle in the air. When you feel that jingle, show it. Everybody knows it. There's a jingle with you everywhere. We need to bring a little jingle, bring a little jingle, bring a little jingle.
That was fun, wasn't it? That was fun. And they're not shouting at me, so the tempo must just have been perfect. So thank you, Sylvia. Thank you. We're now going to invite Octave back for their last two songs with us. The first one, a wonderful arrangement of Santa Claus is Coming to Town. Now, due to cutbacks, we can't have Santa tonight. I know, he came in. I saw him at the edge of mine. We're going to have Santa Claus is Coming to Town, and followed by, we're talking about Christmas and films as well. Now, I'm sure you all remember, well, I certainly remember, when your television had three channels, yeah? One, Two, and STV. And on Christmas Day, after the Queen's speech, James Bond came on, and this was just magic. Now, I'm a huge James Bond fan, and Octave, at my request, to try and squeeze in a bit of James Bond for Christmas, we're going to sing an arrangement. Now, 8 films featured in this arrangement, so see if you can find them, okay? See if you can find them. I'll give you a clue. The very first one, which is the James Bond theme, was the actual theme for Dr. No, so that's number one. Just in case you couldn't count the actual themes. But please, let us welcome back Octave with Santa Claus is Coming to Town.
You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. He's making a list, checking it twice. He's gonna find out who's been naughty or nice. Santa Claus is coming to town. He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. He knows if you've been bad or good. So be good for goodness sake. Well, you better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming. He's coming to town.
So you better get moving and keep looking back every once in a while. Watch for that little smile. His dimples are merry and he's kind of cute, with his shiny black patent leather dancing boots. He has a beard that's as white as the snow, and his favorite expression is
ho, ho, ho.
So if you see him and his suit is red, just remember just what we said.
He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. He knows if you've been bad or good. So be good, for goodness, gosh, oh, gee. He's watching out for you and me.
You better watch out.
Better not pout.
I'm telling you why.
Santa Claus is on his way. He's finished rolling up his sleigh, and now he's a coming to town. Bop-ba-da-ba-da-da-bop. Watch out!
Fire, when all
field stands for the rest. Nobody does it half as good as you. Baby, baby, darling, you're the best.
Live and let die.
Live and let die. You got a job to do, you gotta do it well. You gotta give the other fella hell.
Shall I tell you? Or you won't sleep tonight. We had Dr. No, the very first James Bond theme. That went into The World Is Not Enough, one of Pierce Brosnan's. We then jumped to Sean Connery's probably most famous one, Goldfinger. Then from there, we jumped into GoldenEye. You'll have heard bits of Tina Turner coming out there. You Know My Name, this is the one that always catches people. You Know My Name was the theme for Casino Royale, the 2006 Daniel Craig first film. And from there, we went on to A View to a Kill. Nobody Does It Better than The Spy Who Loved Me. Live and Let Die, which brought up towards the end, and a very short reprise of Dr. No. We hope you enjoyed that. And that takes you back to your Christmas. You can't beat James Bond. I was going to say threaten. Threaten's not the word, because I'm not a threatening person. But I've said to the Philharmonic that we're going to do a bit of James Bond and a nice arrangement for male voices of James Bond. So watch out for that. If that doesn't entice you to buy a ticket for a spring concert, nothing will. I'm lost. Shippers rejoice. Now, what have I written down about shippers rejoice? Yes, we're calming it down. That's right, we're calming it down after Bond. And shippers rejoice, it's the traditional nativity setting. And this is more of a lullaby. So we hope you enjoy this as well, getting back into the Christmas spirit.
Shepherds rejoice, your Savior is
Sadly, ladies and gentlemen, all good things must come to an end, and we hope you have enjoyed our concert this evening. We're going to, I say finish, we're not really finishing as such, but we're going to, our last number in the programme is White Christmas. Now, this is one that, if when you're doing a concert, the audience will join in with gusto. I'm going to ask you not, because this is a slightly different arrangement. There are some pauses where you don't expect it, and we wouldn't want you to sing through. I wouldn't want to have to turn around and shout, so don't want that at all. But please sing it in your mind as well. You all know the words. You can hum along, certainly, as well. But before we get to this number as well, there's a few thank yous I must do. First of all, to the choir members themselves. When I came in, it was very much, I handed over to Audrey, I handed over to Rebecca. It's lovely to see you at the front here. In fact, stand up, Audrey and Rebecca. I always surround myself by wonderful ladies, I really do. And Audrey and Rebecca kept the choir going, as I said, when I was tied up with Evita. And then when Evita finished the first week in November, I came then to the choir full time. And the choir have worked really hard. We only had five, perhaps six rehearsals to get tonight up to that standard. That's full credit to Audrey, Rebecca, and to the choir members. My second thanks, of course, is to the wonderful Sylvia at the piano. Sylvia, thank you very much. I'd also like to thank our special guests for coming out tonight. Octave. And of course, events like this don't just happen, and you'll see you get things like headphones, which always worries me when you're backstage, because I know John always said he can listen in to conversations even though it's not through. So I was on my best behaviour, and I didn't go to the toilet at all, so you're fine, absolutely fine. But I'd certainly like to thank John Ewing for sound. John's come in, he's brought his own equipment, and it's absolutely wonderful for the sound. Thank you, John. Thank you. And to my very patient and understanding wife, whose patience is probably getting a bit thin since this is my fourth Christmas concert in the space of 2 weeks, to Shona, thank you for her screens as well. Thank you. And with the weather outside, we're so grateful for a very warm church, beautifully laid out as well, and we must thank our church officer, Isabella Hood. Thank you, Isabella. She's hiding. She's probably washing. Oh, Isabella, you're right over there, right, hiding away. I know you hide. So, ladies and gentlemen, it just remains for me to say, have yourself a merry, merry Christmas. Have a peaceful new year. Look out for press. We hope to see you back in May. And in the meantime, let us finish up with White Christmas.
There's never been such a day.
I didn't get a kiss. So, but thank you very much. I don't know how you knew my favourite chocolate. It really is. Thank you. Did somebody say encore? Well, thank you. Thank you, John. Well, if you insist, if you insist. Now, this piece we're going to finish with is a wonderful, wonderful arrangement. What does Christmas mean? All through, we'll take you hopefully on a Christmas journey, and we finish off with joy, joy to the world. Now, Sylvia loves this piece because the arrangement in it is impossible to play except for Sylvia, that's it. And if those of you that enjoy classical music, here's another challenge for you, as well as finding the 8 James Bond films. This arrangement incorporates little bits of Handel, Tchaikovsky, Strauss, Beethoven, and Vivaldi. Okay. If you can find all those pieces, speak to our treasurer and you'll get a refund on your ticket.
He rules the world.